thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Titus 1:5, appoint leaders for the churches in each town. The fourth issue you find among leaders who leave the ministry is this. They teach others how to build strong families without necessarily knowing how to build one themselves. Or they're not willing to pay the price to do it, and eventually it becomes a problem. The greatest lesson you'll ever teach is at home. Leaders' wives can slip into despair and depression because they feel like the ministry robs them of all their husband's time and attention. Their neglected children get tired of hearing, "I'm doing this for the Lord." So they rebel against God and the church and act out in ways that embarrass the parent who has no time for them. Your spouse and children should always be able to reach you. If the church takes up 7 days out of your week, it's not the church's fault, it's yours. You need to start making changes. And if you think this is a phenomenon of living in the 21st century, think again. Read the stories of leaders like David and Samuel, and you discover it's possible to succeed on the job, yet fail miserably on the home front. Too many leaders value approval of their peers more than the love and respect of their families. Bear in mind that you won't always be the leader, but you will always be the partner of your spouse and the parent of your children. So be there when they need you, and they'll be there when you need them. That's Finishing Strong in Ministry, Part 4 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.